Technology use, ages 15 to 19. Now is the right time. Age 19. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, you play an essential role in your teen's success. There are intentional ways to foster a healthy parent-teen relationship and ensure they develop a healthy relationship with technology. Technology use has become essential to your teen's life and learning in school. It has the potential to play a role in social and emotional development, language development, connection to friends, family, and others, academic learning, empathy and understanding of others, imagination, ability to choose healthy behaviors, preventing high-risk behaviors and unhealthy choices. Teens ages 15 to 19 range from the middle of adolescence to their emerging adult years, beginning at ages 18 to 19, where they will cultivate their independent identity. Additionally, they'll experiment with and learn social skills through forging and prioritizing friendships and peer opinions. They will create more independent relationships with teachers, coaches, and you while demonstrating competence or mastery in extracurricular activities like sports, music, or other areas. Yet, technology can pose challenges. Nationally, the majority of parents say that parenting is harder than it was 20 years ago, and most point to technology as the primary reason. Let's take a deeper look at the screen time habits of this age group. 15 to 18-year-olds are on screens an average of 8 to 9 hours per day, with boys an average of 1 hour longer than girls. Most of this screen time is spent watching online videos. The second most utilized technology is video gaming, with 39% of teens reporting they enjoy gaming a lot and an average usage of nearly 2 hours daily. Screen time can take away time from family being together and growing intimate connections. Indeed, addiction can become a real threat as those jolts of happy hormones, dopamine, are fueled. Infinite scrolling is the norm on social media, and games are programmed to keep them perpetually engaged. Daily device use can take time away from other critical pursuits for their physical, social, emotional, and cognitive development, such as reading, playing outdoors, unstructured creative time, friend time, homework, and more. The kinds of content that a teen can view or stumble into online can range from mildly irritating to disturbing and dangerous. Whether it involves repeated consumer messages, cartoon violence, graphic violence, fake news, or even pornography. Additionally, teens can encounter social aggression and bullying online and through social media, which can hurt uniquely since they can be more publicly exposed than most in-person incidents. We know that growing a healthy relationship with technology requires regular conversations and a commitment from the whole family to become intentional about their use of technology, including appropriate boundaries and safety practices. Approach this topic with empathy and recognize that the devices and apps are designed to make the user stay engaged and want more. Acknowledge with your teen that adults have difficulty setting boundaries with technology use. While it may take more time, planning, and encouragement with your teen to develop a healthy relationship with technology, its role can become a joyful experience, enrich your family life, and promote valuable skills for school and life success. It can also prepare your teen for a lifetime of wise habits related to technology tools. The steps below include specific, practical strategies and effective conversation starters to support families. Why examine technology use? Becoming intentional about your teen's daily technology use can influence how they develop a healthy relationship with technology and its role in their life. Looking for ways to experience and learn together about how to use devices wisely contributes to their development. Today, in the short term, creating a healthy relationship with technology can create greater opportunities for connection and enjoyment, opportunity for dialogue and reflection, a direct way to influence your teen's positive development. Tomorrow, in the long term, a healthy relationship with technology helps your teen grow skills in critically reviewing content and making responsible decisions, self-management and self-discipline, planning and time management, collaboration and cooperative goal setting, create positive device habits that contribute directly to school and life success. 5 steps for examining technology use. This 5-step process helps your family establish a routine for daily technology use. It also builds essential skills in your teen. The same process can also address other parenting issues. Here is a tip. These steps are done best when you and your teen are not tired or in a rush. Here is a tip. Intentional communication and a healthy parenting relationship support these steps. Step 1. Get your teen thinking by getting their input. By asking open-ended questions, you can get your teen thinking about their relationship with technology, how they use devices, when, where, and for what purpose. Seeking their input and offering authentic, limited choices in designing a plan to establish daily device use and management routine provides multiple benefits. In gaining input, your teen has the opportunity to think through how and when they use technology and problem-solve any challenges they may encounter ahead of time. Cultivates critical habits of asking questions about their media use that will follow them into their independent, emerging adult lives. Has a more significant stake in anything they've designed themselves. And with that sense of ownership comes a greater responsibility for respecting boundaries set. We'll have more motivation to work together and cooperate because of their sense of ownership. We'll be working with you on making informed decisions, understanding the reasons behind those decisions about a critical aspect of their lives at home and school. Actions. Jotting down notes together on your teen's responses to the following questions will help you when you develop rules or routines for device use. What are your hopes and goals for your time after school, weekends, or summer days? Do you get to do everything you want to do in your free time, or connect with the people you want to communicate with, friends, family, or are there things you miss out on? What roles do you want your devices to play in your life? For example, learning, entertainment, connection with friends, resume building? Do you tend to want screen time when you experience a particular emotion? For example, sadness, frustration, anger? What other things would you like to try to calm down and feel better when you have this feeling? Can we talk about it? Go outside, listen to music, or ride bikes? Allow your teen some choices when establishing a device routine. Allowing choices increases their sense of control and motivation to respect the boundaries around device use. Teens can have complex schedules as they attempt to juggle sports practice and games, academic assignments. Some may require collaboration with classmates. Some may have part-time jobs, mealtime, family time, household care, and hygiene. Teens, in particular, are growing the higher-order thinking skills of planning and organization. You may help them by asking, "What does your schedule look like each day after school? What do you have to fit in, like homework, meals? What would you like to fit in? Like time with friends." Then, considering all of the activities, when is the best time to use devices? And when is the best time to put them on their chargers and power them down? Step 2. Teach new skills. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, learning about what developmental milestones your teen is working on can help you know which aspects might be more difficult for them regarding technology use. 15-year-olds may be much more comfortable in who they are than they were in previous years and may even appear, at times, overly confident or even invincible. It's typical for this age group to become argumentative and at times rebellious, asserting their sense of independence, but getting along with parents may be more frequent. This age group is more commonly interested in exploring romantic relationships. Many teens prefer to communicate with their friends through text and social media. They may also begin learning to drive at this age. 16-year-olds continue to gain more competence and independence. They are old enough to get a driver's license. Many will develop romantic interests. Physically, their bodies will continue to grow but resemble adult height and features. Many feel a sense of invincibility and may not yet be skilled at anticipating the consequences of risky behavior or feeling like those consequences could never happen to them. They are becoming more future-oriented as they consider life after high school. Though relationships at this age have always been complicated, now, in the digital age, teens must navigate online risks, social aggression, and other temptations. 17-year-olds have developed organizational skills and may be able to manage a part-time job, schoolwork responsibilities, and extracurricular activities. However, they are still learning higher-order self-regulation or impulse control skills. Screens can continue to pose a challenge as teens seriously consider their future after high school and attempt to persist toward their goals. Though their identity will feel more secure, anticipation of their future may provide stress from the uncertainties, and they'll need your support. 18 and 19-year-olds are on the threshold of change and entering their emerging adult lives. Whether ending high school and beginning higher education, employment, military service, or volunteer service, they will undergo significant life transitions from being dependent on you to taking on more independence. At times, they may seem fully capable, competent, and confident, and at other times, scared and unprepared. Your support through these changes is critical. Here is a trap to avoid. Online time should be different from reading time, since this is a necessary time to cultivate positive reading habits and skills. Only 34% of teens say they read daily. Research shows that many boys tend to stop reading for pleasure by their own choice around 9 or 10. Experts suspect this is because boys tend toward nonfiction topics like books about the natural world or how-to topics. They also gravitate toward graphic novels or comics. Experts suspect parents can voice their disapproval of these reading choices and inadvertently discourage reading. Be sure you leave judgment of book choices behind and only encourage their reading. Nonfiction and graphic novels are excellent choices if they interest your young reader. If it's safe content for them, offer your support and interest. Also, maintaining some limits on screen time allows for reading time. Here is a trap to avoid. Online time should also not replace your teen's commitments and attention to their well-being. After all, these habits will follow them when they have moved on from your watchful eye. As they grow older, they'll need to juggle more responsibilities. Also, exposure to nature, exercise, and social hangout time with friends are all key factors in their healthy development. Actions: model healthy technology habits. Because technology plays a significant role in our family's life, modeling how we use technology teaches our teens more than our words ever could. How are you disciplined about technology? How are you disciplined about technology? Do you have rules for putting the laptop down and storing work away at the end of the day? Do you have times when you turn off or leave behind your phone? Do you charge at night in another room? Share those practices with your teen so that they understand that it's not only children who have to manage devices and cultivate healthy technology habits. Notice how you cope with challenges and uncomfortable feelings. Do you tend to use technology as an escape? Talk with your teen about how you are feeling and what you will do to calm down rather than tune out. Research content together before viewing. Our teens need to learn to become their very own media analysts. Download an app or visit a media review site together. We recommend Common Sense Media because it offers reviews based on a teen's age and readiness. Get into a habit of reading together about new video games, television programs, movies, and applications before selecting them to view. If they are not developmentally appropriate, move on to something that is. Research any topic you are curious about on the internet together and review the keywords to use and the quality of the sites that come up in your search. Discuss the quality and reliability of the site. For example, does the site provide opinion-based information or facts and research-based information? Discuss the roles of technology in your home. Share the facts. Here are some key facts gathered from Confident Parents, Confident Kids. 1. Too much screen time changes the structure and functioning of the brain. According to brain plasticity research, whatever stimuli are received over time directly affects the development and hardwiring of the brain. If teens are used to the stimulus of changing images every 5 to 6 seconds, then their brain needs that stimulus to help them focus their attention. 2. Too much screen time can also result in obesity, unconscious eating, desensitivity to violent images, greater challenges with learning and academic achievement, and less nourishing REM sleep. 3. Hormone levels change. Dopamine, a pleasure hormone, is released while watching screens, which makes the experience addictive. It's human nature to desire that pleasure response and return to it repeatedly. Melatonin is reduced, affecting the ability to regulate sleep, the strength of the immune system, and the onset of puberty. 4. Extended screen viewing impacts the teen's developing brain. Heavy viewing has been shown to retard the myelination process in the early brain, particularly from birth to age 4. Myelination is the process in which nerve cells in the brain build up a fatty protein sheath that improves conductivity, enhancing the flow of information from one cell to another. If this process is retarded, there's a loss in the ability to use the imagination and think creatively. 5. Mental fatigue shows reduced effectiveness and increased distraction and irritability. No screen time can restore cognitive fatigue. Researchers have found that being in nature is the best way to regain thinking. Co-create rules and routines to manage device use. Gather as a family to discuss the key issue, since it impacts everyone in the household. After sharing facts, discuss your family and personal priorities for everyday life. Here are some questions to help you consider your routines and rules. How do we use our time daily when not in school or work? Do we like the way we use our time? What activities are a high priority? Meals, homework, exercise, extracurriculars? Which of those activities require our complete focus? When do we have time to connect as a family? Consider the following recommendations when creating rules and routines. Mealtime can be an important time for families to connect. Consider this an excellent time to put devices away and focus on one another. For healthy sleep, all devices should be shut down an hour before bedtime. Create a home base and essential living area for charging your devices. For healthy sleep, charge devices overnight somewhere other than a bedroom or place where a teen is sleeping. Use your teen's feelings as a guide. Help raise their self-awareness by asking, "How do you feel?" after a session on a device. If you are more anxious, determine whether it was the content or too much screen time. Make adjustments accordingly. Ensure your teen doesn't spend over 1 hour on screen time without a break. Healthy eyes need that break, even if brief. Check out Confident Parents and Kids printable template to create a family media agreement. Take on the student role with your teen. Create time for your teen to take you on a digital tour of their latest favorites, whether a video game, a new app, or an online video. Regularly ask questions to understand the digital world better and gain their perspectives. Dialogue about the online friends and communities your teen participates in and has created relationships with. Here is a trap to avoid. Not all media is trustworthy. There are fake news headlines, articles, images, and videos interspersed with trustworthy media. How do you know what to believe? And how do you guide your teen? Making your teen aware of the fact that there are fabricated news stories is an essential part of training them to use critical judgment when viewing media. Step 3. Practice to grow skills and develop habits. Your daily routines are opportunities for your teen to practice vital new skills. With practice, they will improve over time as you give them the chance with support. Practice grows critical new brain connections that strengthen and eventually form habits each time they work hard toward a goal or demonstrate a belief in themselves. Practice also provides valuable opportunities to grow self-efficacy, a teen's sense that they can do a task successfully. This leads to confidence. It helps them understand that mistakes and failures are part of learning. Actions. Use "show me" statements with a positive tone and body language to express excitement and curiosity. When your teen learns a new ability, they are eager to show it off. Give them that chance. Say, "Show me you know what we've agreed to with our devices, when we're going to use them, and when we'll power them down." This can be used at night before going to sleep. Take a device break. During device time, maybe at a natural breaking point, call "device break." Practice moving away briefly. Get a drink of water. Walk outside and sniff the fresh air. Get a drink of water. Recognize effort using "I notice" statements like, "I notice how you searched the media site before watching a new program." That's using your critical media thinking skills. Proactively remind your teen to help them be successful. The challenges of daily routines recur day after day. Remind in a gentle, non-public way. You can whisper in their ear, "Remember what time it is? What's next we don't want to miss out on?" Here is a trap to avoid. Resist the temptation to scold. If you've had a habit of fewer rules and routines around devices, it can take time to get into a new habit. Have patience and invest in reminding and recognizing positive steps forward, even if small. It may take a few consistent weeks of repetitive routines for your teen to own and do them entirely without prompting. Step 4. Support your teen's development and success. At this point, you've engaged in various activities to help your teen develop a healthy relationship with technology through plenty of practice managing their time and the content they view. This practice allows for learning and growing. Now, you can offer continued positive support. This support encourages them and keeps them focused on proactively managing their healthy relationships with technology. This support encourages them and keeps them focused on proactively managing their healthy relationship with technology. Actions. Promote a learning attitude. Show confidence that your teen can learn anything with time and practice, because they truly can. Your comments and reflections will matter significantly in how competent they feel to meet any learning challenge, especially when learning to manage technology in healthy ways. Ask key questions like, "It looks like you're on screens longer than we agreed. Can I help you set the alarm? Are there other ways you can keep track of your time? Are you feeling good about what you're viewing? If not, how can we find content that will make you feel better if you feel fearful or sad? What did you do today that you would have missed out on if you had stayed on screens longer?" Stay engaged and go lo-fi together. It can motivate your teens when they see you reading your favorite book alongside or visiting the library or local bookstore together, with devices powered down. Invite them to play a board or card game, cook together, listen to music. Here is a tip. Keeping a safe, open dialogue about social media means that if your teen encounters a problem, they are more likely to bring it to you. Be ready to listen when your teen is ready to share. Step 5. Recognize efforts. No matter how old your teen is, your positive reinforcement and encouragement have a significant impact. If your teen is working to grow their skills, even in small ways, it will be worthwhile to recognize it. Your recognition can go a long way in promoting positive behaviors and expanding your teen's confidence. Your recognition also encourages safe, secure, and nurturing relationships, a foundation for strong communication and a healthy relationship with you as they grow. There are many ways to reinforce your teen's efforts. It is essential to distinguish between three types of reinforcement: recognition, rewards, and bribes. These three distinct parenting behaviors have different impacts on your teen's behavior. Recognition occurs after you observe the desired behavior in your teen. Noticing and naming the specific behavior you want to reinforce is key to promoting more of it. Recognition can include nonverbal acknowledgement, such as a smile, high five, or hug. Rewards can be helpful in certain situations by providing a concrete, timely, and positive incentive for doing a good job. A reward is determined beforehand so the teen knows what to expect. It stops any negotiations in the heat of the moment. A reward could be used to teach positive behavior or break a bad habit. The goal should be to help your teen progress to a time when the reward will no longer be needed. If used too often, rewards can decrease a teen's internal motivation. Unlike a reward, bribes aren't planned ahead of time and generally happen when a parent or someone in a parenting role is in the middle of a crisis. While bribes can be helpful in the short term to manage stressful situations, they will not grow lasting motivation or behavior change and should be avoided. Here is a trap to avoid. It can be easy to resort to bribes when recognition and occasional rewards are underutilized. If parents or those in a parenting role frequently resort to bribes, it is likely time to revisit the 5-step process. Actions. Recognize small steps along the way. Don't wait for significant accomplishments, like the full bedtime routine going smoothly, to recognize effort. Remember that your recognition can work as a tool to promote more positive behaviors. Find small ways your teen is making an effort and let them know you see them. Build celebrations into your routine. For example, after you've completed your bedtime routine, snuggle and read before bed. Or in the morning once you're ready for school, take a few minutes to listen to music together. In closing, engaging in these 5 steps is an investment that will strengthen your skills as an effective parent or someone in a parenting role on many other issues, and develop essential skills that will last a lifetime for your teen. Through this tool, teens can become more self-aware, deepen their social awareness, exercise their self-management skills, work on their relationship skills, and demonstrate and practice responsible decision-making. Center for Health and Safety Culture 2024, Technology Use. Ages 15 to 19, retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org. Copyright 2024, Center for Health and Safety Culture at Montana State University. This content does not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the Tools for Your Child Success communities, financial supporters, contributors, SAM, HSA, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.